Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. And to celebrate the fact that fans are going to be back this fall, Mark is doing something very special just for our listeners. Go to our app. There's a free RV weekend that we're going to raffle off. If you don't have the app, just go download Keystone Sports and you'll see it. It's a free RV offering for the Ball State game. And if you're interested in finding out more about GoPSURV, give Mark a call at 800-519-8467. I'm Jim Galante along with Andrew P. Shea. We'll have Ross Tucker along later for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. But Andy, first let's start with our review of the news. On the top of my list, quarterback class of 22 commitment, Drew Aller. He has made the finalists, which means he's in the top 20, for the Elite 11 football camp. Are you impressed?
A wee bit, maybe. I'm more impressed that he's going to be on campus this weekend and, you know, sort of as a commitment and will be one of those sort of, you know, peer commit guys for this weekend. But it just means he's one of the top 20 in this class, right? You know, when you're talking about a class, I think for me, if I'm thinking, you know, are you elite? Well, that means you're a top five guy, right? But the competition is good. The exposure is good. He gets some good, you know, some good technical training, and it elevates him to another level as a quarterback commitment in this class. But is it a big deal to me? Not really. I'm a negative Nelly. I'm like 20. It's like, yeah. It says it's called Elite 11. Well, then where's the 11? I'm like, okay, 11's better than 20.
Well, the way they do it is they bring 20 in, and then among the 20, they'll select 11 that they consider the Elite 11. So
yeah, okay.
It's good that he made it. Let's see more. I know that Drew Aller, he's been very impressive, though, throughout these camps during the summer. He's Mike Yurcich's guy. He's been really impressive. I think this is just another rung in the ladder, something you like to see from your quarterbacks that you bring in. And I'll put it this way. It's better that he made it than didn't.
Right. So, it's not a negative, right? Am I impressed? Not yet.
You are a negative, Nelly, Andy. Come on. Get on board.
Sorry.
Here. All right. Let's move on and let's see if you could say something nice about this. The next two news bit, Andrew. The transfer portal struck again. Florida State defensive back A.J. Litton is going to be coming to Penn State. He was a top 100 player in the class of 2018. He still has 2 years of eligibility remaining.
Yep.
Andrew, could you find it in your heart to say something positive about this?
Well, sure. So he was a four-star kid. He was top 10 in his position. Here's the interesting thing is Penn State originally recruited him, right? Like he was in his top five, what included Penn State, right? So he has a history with James Franklin and Terry Smith, which is a position coach for the corners at Penn State. So that's the interesting. He played some at Florida State over in the last 2 years. Not a lot, but he made one start and he played some. He had some pass breaks up, some tackles. You have the scholarships, right? And to me, this kid was somebody you wanted out of high school. He was a highly sought-after recruit. He played already in the ACC. He's got some, you know, he's got some wear on his tires. He's originally from Maryland. That makes even more sense. And you like him and he's available. he's not coming in till, you know, next week is when he's going to come in and start classes, and he'll be on campus at Penn State. So he's a little bit behind football-wise, but if you have the scholarships and, you know, already we know the position of cornerback is not a quote-unquote position of need, but I'm like, you can't have enough at that position. And with 2 years of eligibility and experience and top 10 in his position in the country coming out of high school, there's plenty of meat on that bone. If he wants to come to Penn State, obviously Penn State said yes, as they should have. You say, why not? Right? I say, why not? There's nothing that tells me that this is a losing scenario by giving this kid a scholarship in any way, shape, or form.
Again, if you're bringing talent in, it's hard to be negative about it. So I'm just going to play a little devil's advocate here with you, Andy. Again, is that a position of need? You think not. Now, remember, a year ago we were all saying that about running back, and look what happened. So, and the other part to this, though, is you say, well, if there's open scholarships available, I get that. But he's also coming in for 2 years. Does this – that takes a scholarship away for the 2022 class?
Right.
Possibly. So, you know, I'm not going to say it's wrong to bring in someone who has talent. And a couple years ago, he was a top 100 player. But it does bring up the question, were there not other positions of need greater than cornerback? But we shall see how he performs.
Just say it, Jim. Why didn't they need to be getting a quarterback out of the transfer portal, right? Let's just talk about the elephant in the room. Of course, I've said this all offseason. James is shopping in the portal for a quarterback. And that quarterback room has become even a little more of a sticky wicket, as we like to say here during our one-hour show. But to me, I know James is looking for it, but he's looking for something specific right now. He's kind of pigeonholed with the transfer portal because really, honestly, truthfully, he can't offer a quote-unquote true opportunity to play, right? His quarterback position is not open. Sean Clifford's his starter, right? He can offer a backup and an opportunity. But we saw what that looked like last year with a backup and opportunity, and that guy left. So I think he's a little bit pigeonholed at the quarterback position, and I just don't think you find that guy out there. It's hard to find a quality quarterback that says, hey, yeah, I'm okay being the backup and transferring. You know what I mean? It's tough. The opportunity, it just simply isn't there. Let's just say, you know, James will say, well, you know, we'll look at anybody. That's not the reality. If you're looking at it from a kid's perspective and you're looking at it and you're like, yeah, is that really an opportunity? I don't think so.
And
it's not.
And a couple weeks ago, they had a JUCO guy on campus to look at. And I was beginning to think that might be a good route to go. Because they're now essentially just a recruit. If they're done with their JUCO years, they may not have that same expectation level to just step right in. But they at least have experience at the JUCO level of being on the field. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Andrew, let's look ahead to this coming weekend. It's, I believe, the last weekend in June, so it's the last weekend for visitors. This weekend's visits to campus are highlighted by several of the current commitments are going to be there. And I find it intriguing, the quarterback situation. Let's continue that conversation. And this even has an effect on someone transferring in. There are two highly regarded 2022 class quarterbacks, Bo Perbula and the aforementioned Drew Aller. They will both be on campus. And I would love to know what that conversation is like between the two of them and with Mike Yurcich this weekend.
Yeah, so when you're talking about recruits and what the conversations are like, I will give you the interesting perspective. both believe they're coming in here to be the next to be the next quarterback at Penn State. They don't look at each other and judge each other because they only look at themselves. That's the way these kids, that's the way players at this level sort of operate and think. They are like, oh, well, there's another quarterback. That's just a guy in my way, right? I don't dislike the guy. I don't have any animosity towards him because I'm better than him. They both think that way. That's just the dynamic of the quarterback position. And it doesn't play out that way. We know that. We saw the last time Penn State brought in two guys. Well, one of them's gone. The likelihood of one of these being gone in 2 years is probably pretty high. But right now, as you're looking at it as a recruit, you know, wide-eyed, bushy-tailed, and a what I call greenhorn to college football, they're like, yeah, I'm the man. I'm the next guy. So I don't think – I think that all the conversations they have with any of coaching, I don't know if it's individual per se. I think they just talk to him. Like if Yurcich meets with him, I'd be surprised if he didn't meet with them both together. It would be odd for him to meet with them individually because they're both quarterbacks. So, I mean, if I'm a coach, I'm like, these are my next two quarterbacks that are coming in here and they're in the same class. I'm going to talk to both of them. I'm not going to talk to each one of them because essentially they're kind of a team individually from the program's perspective, but from their perspective, oh, they're the next guy.
Well, you know, I half agree with you. The part I don't agree with, if they're going to be throwing the ball around at any point, you can bet each one of them is staring down the other guy. They're really going to study how they're doing. But anyway, I want to bring up one last topic if we could sneak it
sure.
in here. One of the other players that's going to be there is a linebacker by the name of Moses Walker. He's a four-star linebacker out of New York. And I bring him up because right now it looks like a Penn State-Rutgers competition for his services. That fascinates me, Andrew.
Yeah, 2 years ago, you're like, that's a done deal. And, you know, essentially you think, okay, well, Penn State shouldn't lose a recruiting battle to Rutgers, program for program, right? Yeah, essentially that is true. But you have a, I think it's the dynamic of Greg Schiano now coaching at Rutgers. He's a very good recruiter too. I don't think he's as good as James. But Schiano makes Rutgers more viable as an opponent. Like, I don't think, it would surprise me if Penn State loses a four-star linebacker battle to Rutgers. But you're going to lose some. And Schiano's probably one of the better ones that you have to go against for a downtrodden program. That's the way I'm going to phrase it.
All right. It will be interesting to see how that one plays out. That is it for quarter number one. Stick around in quarter number two. Ross gets here for Tucker's Tape. Stay tuned. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. That means GoPSURV.com is also back. Regular listeners of Keystone Sports know all about it. Drive your car to Happy Valley, and an RV is there waiting for you. Tailgate nonstop from Friday to Sunday. Don't hassle with parking, as a free shuttle will take you to and from the game. For more info, go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.